Well, if you want to turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter, is where we'll be tonight. I'm not going to be very long tonight, and we have several announcements that we really need to cover, and not to be rushed in them. Just some important ministries that I feel like we need to be paying attention to and preparing for, definitely want to not let those go by the wayside as they get right up here on us. But 1 Peter, chapter number 1, 1 Peter chapter number 1, I'll begin reading verse number 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 through verse 25 says this: "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. And the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you again for this great day you've given us, and Lord, I pray that mothers have been encouraged. I pray that families have been able to spend time together. And Father, I do pray for again for those dear ones with us that are without their mothers, perhaps distance, or perhaps it's been death in the family. And I just pray for them. Encourage them, Lord. Speak to them your words of comfort. And then now, Lord, as we look to your word, I pray that you would speak to our hearts again about this matter of love, and Lord, how we can love as you do. And so, God, would you guide us now and speak to us and strengthen us, and as the hymn said earlier, Lord, draw us nearer to yourself, Lord. That's what we want tonight. And then, Lord, I pray you'd bless in the announcements and the other things that are upcoming in our church, very important ministries. Lord, open doors that you've given us, Lord God, to share the love of Christ. Lord, I pray that we would take that very seriously and look forward to it with joy. And so, Lord, now we just commit these things to you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, we see this morning, as we were talking about motherly love, comes from God's love. And you know, thinking about that motherly love and thinking about God's love, I wanted to take a little different direction tonight, speaking of love, but not necessarily God's love for us, or not necessarily a mother's love for her children and her family, but I believe a direction the Lord would want me to go tonight is simply this: the brethren's love for the brethren. That's us. That's us, friends. That's us here tonight in the church, and we're brethren. And we have others that are worshiping the Lord tonight all around our community, and that are seeking God in truth, and together those are the brethren that believe the Word of God, and the Lord says a lot about loving the brethren. You know, I even touched on a verse this morning, 1 John 3:16. You can flip over there if you'd like. I'll flip over. 1 John 3:16 says this. It says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God." It means you perceive it, you understand it, you grasp it, because He laid down His life for us. And as a result of that, He says, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And we see here that Peter is talking to a group of people that have been recently saved. They've been born again. He brings that up again in the latter part of the verses that I read. They've been purged. They've been brought from the life of sin. And God has given them a new fellowship. You know, That's something that I realized very quickly after I became a Christian, and I know it's a little different for people like my wife that grew up in a Christian home. When you come to Christ, it doesn't necessarily mean your friends change, but it could. It could. I mean, that very well could, because there are even influences that can come into the church that you have to be aware of course, and be cautious of, no doubt about it. But the fact of the matter is, I remember when I got saved, when I was 21 years old, I realized that my friends were having to change quickly, because it was no longer call up, you know, your buddy and you go out to wherever the bars are, whatever's going on in that situation. But hey, it was, let's do something that doesn't require being intoxicated. Let's don't do something require that just that's really just against the Word of God. And for instance, I started just saying, hey, well, they have an activity at church tonight, man. They're playing flag football, or they're doing this. And I found myself going with fellowship at the church I was attending. And by the way, that is another very good reason to have fellowships in the church. Especially, now, for the older ones, of course, we all should. But I think especially for teenagers and college-age young adults, I think fellowships are vitally important because, listen, all their other friends are, I want to tell you, they're finding some stuff to do. And I want to tell you, it's not pleasing to the Lord. And for the most part, I remember so clearly my time at Northside Baptist in Charleston. Man, I was in the college and career group, and boy, they would just, we'd call it random calls, would go up to the IHOP, or man, we'd just get up a game of Ultimate Frisbee, just randomly doing things of that nature, going over to somebody's house and watching a movie, eating some popcorn together, just having a good time. And that's important. And but we see here that he's going to speak to these people, these believers here, about their love for the brethren. And I believe it's very important for us to always to be seeking to grow in, because even in a church like this, that I believe a church, from what I've seen in my short time here as pastor, is a unified church. I appreciate that. I'm so thankful for that. And yes, there is much diversity here, but praise God, that's a good thing. We don't want a bunch of cookie cutters, amen? We are distinct, we are unique all to Almighty God, the way He has made us, and our personalities, and our strong points, and our weaknesses. That's something we're thankful for. And we compliment each other, and we encourage each other. But even in a church like this, with those type of differences, there can grow divisions. And there can grow what they call cliques. And this little group, and that little group, and this little group, and that little group. And you know, Paul, I believe Peter is, and Paul deals with it too, but Peter's dealing, listen, there needs to be a true, pure love for the brethren. No matter what they look like, where they come from, what kind of personality they may have, he talks about here a love for the brethren. Look there with me again in verse number 22. He says, now again, seeing that, all right, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth, all right, so there's been a purification there in their lives as a result of them obeying the Word of God through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit's power, unto unfeigned love for the brethren. Now that unfeigned love is basically, could also be translated as basically unmasked. Okay? There's no mask there. There's nothing fake about it. It's without hypocrisy, if you will. It's the real deal. The love, and this love here, it's interesting because this is where the Greek word phileo, which is more of a liking, okay? Friendship. Having friends in the church and folks that you can connect with and you know, be find things that you have in common and being able to encourage each other. And we have those things often. I was just so encouraged. I tell you what, it just did my heart so good to be over at the Patterson's residence last night and just to see the church really get behind and just try to be an encouragement to Brother Josiah, and just over 70 people congregated over there. Man, it was just a great time of fellowship
and just a time of trying to be an encouragement to each other, conversations taking place to encourage each other, laughing and just having a good time in the Lord. And I believe that is pleasing to the Lord, and I rejoice that takes place. And that's a phileo love, the likings of that. And we see that that needs to take place without hypocrisy. Because see, here's the temptation to our flesh. The reason he says that you need to phileo love each other in an unfeigned way, without mask, is because the temptation is to like people, let's be honest, to like people to their face. But when we go to a different place, the liking changes. And so in other words, I smile and greet you to your face and I'm kind to you. I like you as if it was unfeigned. But then I ruin that. I contaminate that phileo love when I go to a different place, close doors, and I start speaking things differently about you. That, my friend, is what causes division. And that is what Peter is talking about here. He's like, listen, your liking of the brethren, it needs to be without hypocrisy, and it needs to be pure. He says, you do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the unfeigned love of the brethren. And we don't want to be people that like each other in face or appearance only. Let me say that again. We don't want to be people that like each other face to face and in appearance only. Amen. Amen. All right. I hope that's the truth. It is, and when you catch yourself wanting to speak evil about another brother and sister that you disagree with or something that you or whatever bothers you, you have to guard that tongue and tame that tongue to say, no, I'm not going to speak evil. I've liked them to their face. I'm certainly not going to go behind closed doors and tell you everything I dislike about that person. And I believe that that is so important for us in loving the brethren. You know, this idea here when it says we ought to love unfeigned, hypocritically. That word hypocrite. It carries the idea of to judge under, giving off judgment behind the scenes and behind the scenes. But that is not God's will for us. And interesting to see, church. Look what he goes on to say here in verse 22. He says, okay, see that you purify yourself, okay? And he goes on to say, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. He says you've done this. You're liking each other without this hypocrisy. And he goes on to say, okay, you've done that, but see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, isn't it interesting, or doesn't it sound a little redundant for him to say, you guys love each other? Just like you have been loving each other, okay? Just without hypocrisy. You love that. And by the way, love each other. Well, why would Peter do that? Because, you see, the Greek words are different. The first Greek word that we see here about loving each other with an unfeigned love, that is phileo. The next word that he used is the word where we get agape. That's the unconditional love. So not only is it to be where we are liking each other face to face and just kind of having connection, but we are to have an agape, unconditional love for one another, no matter the background, no matter the personality, no matter those things right there should not matter. And we have to guard against that. And he's saying here that we see here that love one another. That love is the agape word, with a pure heart fervently. Now, with a pure heart, can I say that is, again, going back to a reciprocal love and loving as God loves us. Because you see, God loves us with a pure love. Aren't you thankful for that? When you look at a brother and sister in Christ, something that will help you guard against being divided against them,
just because of a personality or a preference difference, or, you know, you go down the line and, or you, the flesh can get on all kinds of stuff. But you know, one of the things that will help you guard against that is to love them as God loves them. That will help us so much. According to the Word of God, I am to love the brethren as God loves the brethren. And do you know that God's love for the brethren is precious? Every sister and brother in Christ is precious to the Almighty. No matter what they've said, no matter what they do, in the sense of that there are these personality traits or preferences or things they said or done or whatever, or where they go or what they smell like, I don't know. But the truth is, we, if we're not careful, we start determining our love about just who they are, their personalities. But listen, I'm to look at them and love them because they're precious to Almighty God. They ought to be precious to me. And boy, I tell you what, that will help a church, oh my, avoid tremendous trouble, tremendous vision. As we will love, as Peter says, one another with a pure heart. And he just doesn't say with a pure heart, with a righteous love, with a pure motive. But he says do it fervently. That's with passion. That's with purpose. That's with, you know what? That's making a choice of your will, as Pastor Camp often saying, and saying, listen, this person, we don't really have a whole lot in common. And I think we talked about that several months ago. But we may not have a whole lot in common, but who cares? God tells me to love you, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you right where you are and trust that God is working in your life just like He's. I hope He's working in mine and hope the way you look at me. And the idea is being aggressive with that love that God so desires to give us. Boy, what a challenge to us. As we see here, the challenge is like, look, he follows it up with this. You being born again. You being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. My challenge to you this evening, church, is simply this. We talked about motherly love this morning, coming from God's love. Let's do the same thing amongst each other. And you say, well, Pastor, are you sensing that we're not? No. I'm not preaching this message because I'm sensing a problem. I'm preaching this message because I believe this is what the Lord wanted me to bring tonight. And I'm bringing it just to remind us that let's let that love grow like never before. And I challenge you to ask God to help you. And I'm praying the same thing. That less, if any of us are tempted to like people differently than when we see them in face, we have to judge ourselves as being hypocritical. We're playing the two parts. We have the mask on because when we're behind the scenes, we're casting judgment that we were not showing forth in the beginning. May the Lord help us to love with that phileo love, liking each other, enjoying being around each other, friendship, but then take it another level and say, Almighty God, we want to take it even deeper than that. I want to be willing to give my life for that brother in Christ. I want to be able to give my life for that sister in Christ. And if anybody says evil about my brother and sister, who God says is precious, God, give me the backbone, give me the fullness of the Holy Spirit to say, you know what, we probably should not be talking about this brother or sister. I pray that God would help me do that. And I pray that God would help me to have brothers and sisters that will hold me accountable. And I have been embarrassed. When I caught myself speaking evil about someone else, I had a brother in Christ one time to say, Brother Brinson, you think we should talk to this individual? And that was a friendly reminder to me that, you know what, if I'm going to speak like this, I probably just need to talk to the individual and not just do it all behind the scenes, all behind their back, because when I'm in person, I'm as if everything is just fine. You see the difference? The Lord can help us in that. We can just be real. We can be real. And we can love God's love, just like He says, and thank God for that. I tell you what, I never knew love like I do now until I became a Christian. You know, I had friends that would, you know, sort of the phileo, they would like you and everything until you disagreed with them. Until you disagreed with them, until you wanted to do things right or whatever, then it was like, well, huh, see you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. I think there's another one there. What's another one? What's that? See you soon, baboon. Now, I can't say that. Now, I might get in trouble. But the truth of the matter is that I want to love people that don't even agree with me. Glory, hallelujah. That goes against the flesh, doesn't it? It goes against the flesh. Somebody that's not like me in every way. You know what? Maybe it's somebody that has some weaknesses that I don't have or whatever, because I got some too. I'm just not being totally transparent about them. You know that. I know that. And boy, what revival takes place when there is a pure love like this. All I can say to you tonight, dear friend, if you're playing the part, in one place, in another part, in the other, just get it right. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I have been that way. And Lord, I want to make that right. And I don't want to speak evil. I want to love out of a pure heart, an unfeigned. When I see that person the way I love them and speak to them, that's the way I want to respect them, even behind the scenes. And the Holy Spirit can help us do that through His power. Let's ask the Lord for His help. Father, now, as we have the invitation time, I do pray that, Lord, You would help us to love with an unfeigned love. And, Lord, that You would help us to love out of a pure heart, fervently, especially for the brethren. Lord, here we're not even talking about lost people, which I know You want us to love them too, but here we're talking about each other. Lord, I pray that that will be a characteristic of the creek that will only grow. Lord, would You grow us in this? I am guilty, Father, of many times being one thing to someone's face and then saying another, wherever it may be. But Lord, I don't want to be that way. I don't think any of us do. But Lord, in our flesh, we are so easily tempted to do so. Oh God, may a spirit of revival take place in our hearts. For Your glory, oh God, I do pray these things. Amen.